This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The final step to determine the future of Colorado's Mount Evans was indefinitely delayed today. That's after federal officials received a request from a tribal government to meet. Under federal guidelines, a tribal group can request such a meeting if it believes it'll be impacted by federal government actions. Mount Evans awaits one final vote before being renamed Mount Blue Sky. Members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee heard witness testimony on America's chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Democratic Representative Jason Crow says there were missteps and challenges, but the problems were years in the making.
Because it is the U.S. Congress that has the authority and the obligation to decide matters of war and peace, and to force conversations, tough conversations, about these issues, about SIV programs, about refugee programs, about authorizations for use of military force.
This was the first of several hearings by the Republican-controlled House on the Afghan withdrawal. Avian flu cases in Colorado are expected to rise as spring migratory season begins. Colorado State Veterinarian Maggie Baldwin says the migration of waterfowl like ducks and geese puts domestic flocks in danger.
As the wild birds come through, they're bringing more virus, they're shedding more virus in the environment. And we're likely going to see more spillover of that virus into our domestic poultry operations on both the commercial and the backyard side.
About 6.4 million chicken in Colorado have been killed by the virus or put down to prevent further spread within a flock. The avian flu outbreak has driven up egg prices across the country. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.